up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Here we back. This time we have two individuals that disappeared for long and then they came back.
They've been MIA.
We've been blaming them. They don't even know what we've been blaming them for, but yeah, we've been blaming them. Hey,
can you mention a few? What was I being blamed for?
What happens in LA stays in LA.
Yeah, exactly.
In Vegas,
man. Yeah.
But the fact is, we're not in Vegas, so
it's a figure of speech. Oh my word!
Yeah,
oh
I know it's a figure of speech. What were you blaming us for? You should know.
Don't worry, it's on record, so you can actually go and find out.
I mean, I've
if
heard.
You want, yeah,
I mean, I've heard.
If you want.
Oh,
you've
heard.
Heard.
I've heard.
Hey,
can
what
you
have you
say
heard
about us?
Okay, hi.
That's cool.
Let's move on. So today we're gonna be touching on. I find the topic interesting.
It is, child.
Yeah,
I chose it.
Me too.
Yeah.
I chose it.
Yeah, the topic for today is platonic relationships, man. So we're gonna be looking at some platonic relationships, and yeah, I wanna hear what you guys think of it. When I was doing research, I thought, yeah, it's actually interesting. But yeah, I wanna hear your opinions, and I know some people also did, you know, contact research. Yeah,
for the madness, of course.
So that is what it is. Before we even get into the topic itself, you know how we do it, right? You know, it's the topic. Give you the awesome, amazing track. Do let us know how you're doing. If you're having one of those days, I'm sure it's Spike's Delicious. Yeah, who affected your mood? From last week.
As I and do so well.
Yeah. You know how it is, man. But yeah, let's jump into a track. Here's a track titled Die to Live. Enjoy.
Hey, you gotta die to live. Check out your grave, never the same. You gotta die to live. Hey, I was a slave, living depraved. You gotta die to live. He called my name, changing my ways. Wake up and pray, daily obey. Back at the U, I was the man. Alive in the night, y'all know what I'm saying. Then I talked to God, I started praying. He told me, son, change up the plan. But at the time I was down with the devil, I'm up for this place on the regular. God at the table, he waiting, I'm running, cause I see the table is set up for two. What a neat guy for, I'm doing the things that I want, and then look like your boy got the juice. That's when God told me this life that I'm living will kill me, and frankly, it's time that I chose. Clock is ticking, AOB, heaven or hell, what'll it be? Cried out to God, said, what do you need? He said, die to yourself, child, that's when you'll be free, your mind. Dead. That's what people looking like. It's in my head when I think that I can do this right. Turn to God instead. Why you think I'm cooking right? If you wanna find it, gotta give your life. Check out the grave, never stain. You gotta die to live. I was a slave, living depraved. You gotta die to live. He called my name. Changing my ways. You gotta die to live. Hey, wake up and pray. Daily obey. Let me tell you about a couple of the devil's schemes. He gon' take the things that end in death and make them bling. So you hang on from your neck and say it ain't a thing. Make you feel alive, told they the reason that you hang. See my brothers and sisters be living in ways that just ain't with the book. I'm sorry, but Christian rap full of the type that all talk it and ain't a good look. We call the holiness, but you just justify all of your actions, I'm shook. Grace ain't for the unrepentant. Romans 6, if you would. Read that. Don't you know that Christian means more like Christ? More like Christ. Don't you know the mission means to give your life? Give your life. Told us we a daily war, but you don't seem to fight. And God say that's how we find life. Maybe you dead with the disguise. Wow, dead. That's what people looking like. It's in my head when I think that I can do this right. Turn to God instead. Why you think I'm cooking right? If you wanna find it, gotta give your life. You gotta die to live.
check out the grain. Never the same. You gotta die to live. Hey, I was a slave, living depraved. You gotta die to live. He called my name, changing my ways. You gotta die to live. Hey, wake up and pray, daily obey.
And that was what?
Die to live. To live is to die. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Wow. I am so sorry.
All right, let's take over.
And she says it, you're always coming for blaming her for whatever.
Imagine.
I am so sorry.
The people have heard it themselves.
Yeah, no, now they know who to blame.
Okay, I'll say.
Let's take over, Brashy Tran. Take over, bro.
We all know. If you didn't like that one, who to blame? Yes, we're blaming.
No, I hope it's not me. I hope it's not me.
I'll take the blame. It's fine.
So that is who we are blaming. So yeah, file a complaint against her. That's good. So we're jumping into the topic itself. Yeah, platonic relationship. I think let's start with Malindi. Hey.
No, it's not platonic relationship. It's platonic friendship.
Okay, yeah, friendship, relationships, the same thing.
No, it's not.
Platonic friendship. Not. Yes. Okay,
even though a friendship is a relationship on its own, but
a friendship is a relationship.
Okay, platonic friendship. Mm. Do you guys have?
Yeah, no, me, I did.
How many?
I do.
Yeah.
How many?
I'm currently in a platonic friendship.
I have interesting things that I'll put.
And for me, it's males.
Oh, so you're coming from...
Me, it's females. I'm currently in a platonic friendship right now.
And when we talk about...
I struggle to be in a platonic relationship.
Of course. But when we talk about, like, platonic friendships, right, we are not talking about... You don't do anything that you do with your partner. Just putting it out there. It's a friendship.
But listen, what if you have like sexual attractions? I'm not done.
No.
What if you have like a sexual attraction but you don't act on it? Because if you do have that, it is a platonic.
Then what's the point of having a friend that you're attracted to?
It happens. It happens.
Why are you attracted to your friend?
Okay, look.
Why are you attracted to your friend?
I don't understand. No. What are your views towards the whole platonic friendship? So let's start with... I think let's start with Spikos, because already you are saying he struggles. Spikos delicious. He struggles to, be in a platonic... friendship. Mm. So yeah, what is your point, like your viewpoint of
like my the reason behind that? For me, like, I understand people who do the platonic thing and whatnot, but then personally, hey man, like I love women. You see, that's the only way I could justify me not being able to. We could be in the same space, but eventually, I don't know, turns sexual or feelings develop and things like that. So
yeah,
I try and avoid that type of thing. It needs to be said, whether are we dating or what's happening.
Testing the water.
Yeah, you see how exactly. Okay. So I can't just dive in and be like, we're friends. We just hang out.
Yeah.
Something's fishy for me.
Yeah, no, I know Lindy has a lot to say. Let's jump. Let's go to Yee, Deka the Menace.
As I've mentioned, I am in a platonic friendship, but every time I'm with this person, the sexual tension, man, it gets to a point that I want to act on them, but at the same time, there's a fear that's stopping me, because what if I do and then the friendship
then you
just,
mess up the friendship,
you know. Yeah, and also there's this hope of what if we do and then it ends up being
into
like
a relationship.
In a relationship, I'm no longer in a platonic friendship. It just isn't, you know.
And that's not a bad thing, isn't it?
Eh?
That's not a bad thing. Like,
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Then, she's your friend, you guys already have an understanding, and now when you'll date, it's even much better.
It's much better. Yeah. Bro. But there's this fear, if I act on it, what if it's just like...
So is the feeling mutual? Does she also feel... like, do you pick it up from her as well?
Bruh. What it's Wednesday, right? Yeah. We had this conversation like Monday.
Yeah.
Monday, we were sitting, both of us, and we were talking about us being attracted to each other. Like...
So you guys put it on the table that I want you and you want me, but this boundary thing is...
Yeah, we were talking like both of us are sexually attracted to each other.
Okay, so...
Then you are already deviating from a platonic friendship.
We're still in it. The moment you act upon it, you're no longer in a platonic
friendship. How are you guys attracted to your friends? The first question.
What do you mean? Don't you have
like attractive friends? We have attractive friends.
I have guy friends.
You have never been attracted to one.
I have guy friends. Well, my friendship start as...
Lindy, haven't you ever?
My friendship start as he wants me. He acts on it, like, friends on him, and then put boundaries.
Let me tell you what's happening. Let me tell you what's happening. This guy, ne? So obviously, if I approach you and then you say no, you put me in the friend zone, what am I doing? I'm waiting for a moment of weakness. You're going to come back crying.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Boundaries need to be set.
Nah.
But those boundaries can be broken down.
We know this.
Then you're not respecting me. No. Okay. Let me give you a scenario, right? I have a friend who so dear to my heart. We started as, you know, not friends. Started as getting to know each other, talking stage type of thing. But
he was making on you.
Yes, and I was feeling him the same way. But I was like, you know what? Not ready for any relationship of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped it right there. I was like, okay, fine. He's still attracted to me. Still did the same thing that he was doing. Well, I showed interest.
Till this day, he's waiting for you to sleep.
Most definitely.
He's in a healthy, beautiful relationship. I'm happy. We respect each other. It's friends. Strictly friendship.
Nah.
Lindy. Haven't you attracted one guy?
You know
Look,
this.
Yeah. One guy who's your friend. One guy.
Okay, so obviously, the whole platonic friendship. Do you guys understand the foundation of that whole platonic friendship?
It's having a friendship, just like having a friendship with your best friend who's a guy, having a friend with Priscilla. I don't see any of the two being attentive to each other. Come on, guys.
No, it doesn't.
When I did research, like when I was looking into the whole platonic friendship, one of the things that they did mention is it can go from a platonic friendship into
a serious relationship.
Yeah, yeah, it can actually get to that point
to
where if like Deka's situation where he's attracted to the person and then he finds he speaks, obviously it's an open relationship, you know, there's openness, there's trust and all the stuff, and then you speak to the person and you tell them, yeah, I'm attracted to you, and then you find out what's happening on the other side. And if it's a two-way situation where you're attracted to the person and they're attracted to you, then you can turn it from a platonic friendship into a serious relationship.
My explanation was one of the things that they did mention. You know what I find, so to cut you off, man, like, with the platonic relationship, it's very tricky because, you know, you spend, let's say, like, as a guy and spending time with the girl, you can be friends, you understand, whatever. But now, she understands you. Everything you tell her, like, she's the one that gives you advice, you go there, you do the same for her and whatnot. You guys on this, you've already solidified a foundation of understanding. There's this bond that you guys understand each other, you see.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, now when you're dating these other girls that you're busy going out with, and then the things that you're doing, they're flopping, ne? But then you're looking at this friend of yours like, hey, she's nice, she understands me, we already vibing, we understand each other. That's why I say platonic relationships never last, man.
I mean, she understands.
In other words, you're against them. That's what you say.
I'm not against them per se. I'm just saying, for me, it's an unrealistic thing to do. It's a waste of time. You're going to end up with that person.
Yeah, no, look, I have a similar view to what you said. I'm not for them.
Yeah, but because they're not stable.
Not that they're not stable. You know, in a way, okay, when I was looking into it, Platonic relationship, if you look at where it came from, it's actually a religion.
It came from a religion.
It's a religion.
What religion?
Because the
that?
Person who where it came from, if you go into the origins of Platonic relationship, the philosopher Plato,
Plato is
the one that created Platonic relationship. And if you look at how he created it, he actually created the whole Platonic relationship coming from a point of view of you having a person in your life and you have a friendship, but now it's beyond being divine.
I think
so. He wanted to reach that level of divinity where there's no sexual contact involved and all those stuff, but you have this partner. That's how he created the whole thing.
And he made it a religion, or he just came up with a concept. And
came up, it came out of your Greek mythologies, where you have your Zeus, all those guys, who your god of love, god of thunder, and all those stuff. Yeah, so he wanted that whole thing that they believe in, and he took it and he created his own out of that thing. That's where that whole Platonic relationship came from, and then from there, that's where now he put it. Four different foundations of how to have a Platonic relationship. Obviously, you know, your trust, your all those things. So that's literally where this whole Platonic relationship came from. So if you do it according to how he did it, he did mention that you so with him, he believed that there's a soulmate for you.
Okay.
So he actually believed that there's a soulmate for you that was actually created that complements you perfectly, like 100%. So how you are, there's a person who compliments you 100%, and when you meet that person, you together, like you basically make this force that's unstoppable. And I actually took down notes. The first, the four things that he put together, the first one was obviously believe that there's a soulmate, because if you don't believe that there's a soulmate, it's already, the rest of the stuff is out of the window. So the first one was,
what did he say in the
soulmate?
It's chai.
Now, chai. So chai, based on that first one, what he explained was that when you believe that there's a soulmate, it prevents you from jumping into unnecessary relationships. That's what he mentioned. You now
but then
don't
you can
jump
believe
into
it and never, like, how do you know you're gonna find? When do you know that you found the one? That's the
when do you wait? Okay, so this is what he explained. He's like, when you believe that there's a soulmate, you're going to obviously identify specific things within you that you need to fix. So one of them being wounds, you know, if you're in a position where you carry wounds and you're not aware of them. When you believe that there's a soulmate, that's why now you start being aware of these things. Because now you're going to reach that level of divinity in terms of relationship, where you know that you need these things that you need to sort out. Now you start developing yourself. So that when you get that specific person, you know that this is who I'm developing myself to be, so that I can reach this level of divinity. Meaning, I need to get a person who complements this that I have become. And anyone who does not complement this, they not the one. So that's literally what he actually explained. And then that's where he now started going to the second one, which was cultivating friendships, where now you start, obviously, you know, interacting with people and stuff like that.
But then, I want to, like, put on your question. It's tricky, because what if the person that's for you, like, marriage and kids and...
Yeah, the question ever was after. About soulmate.
Yeah, thing, okay, like, yeah, but yeah. what if your soulmate is your best friend? How would you know?
Exactly.
Your best friend.
Yeah,
that's where obviously now he was explaining the second thing, which is cultivating friendships. Now he was like, in the cultivating friendship part, that's where there's honesty, there's openness, there's trust and all those stuff within that friendship, where now you guys actually get to know each other, and then that's where now you look at this person. Does this person make you sleep at night stressing, or do they actually bring out the best out of you?
I think it's the same as what
you
say.
You know, funny you mentioned that, no? There was a song growing up. It used to go, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife.
I remember that song. Yeah.
Man, you're too quiet, man.
I'm listening. So, to answer your question, Gutu, what if your wife is your best friend, your soulmate is your best friend? Then you need divine intervention. Need God, some miracle.
But how? Yeah. But what do you mean? That's what makes.
I can't, guys. I'm still saying, like, You can't be attracted to your friend.
Okay, let me ask you this.
You can't control that.
Let me ask you this. Ne? Don't you think it's the best situation ever, ne? For you to have actually in a relationship is for you to be involved with someone that you're already friends with? Because then you already have a clear understanding of each other.
Hey.
Yeah, look.
And you guys are going to last because you understand your ups and downs or shortcomings.
That's one of the things that looking at Plato, he touched on. But yeah. he touched it on from a friendship point of view.
Mm.
Where he was saying, he said, if you become intimate, it's harder to break off the relationship.
Yeah.
So that thing, you when while you're still friends, that's where now you guys get to know each other. And then if you see that, hey, we're not clicking, we're not compatible, this person's not bringing out the best out of me. It's sometimes it's a one-way situation. That's where you're able to tell now. I'm the one that's putting in all the input.
But then
and
to
this
be
person
honest,
is just taking.
Like, have you ever, like, imagine walking up to a girl and be like, hey, I want to be your friend. how does that even work? Because you have to go there. Obviously, you make your intentions clear. And then you'll get to know each other. You'll become friends, like, during the process. Because you've never walked up to even a guy, like, whoever's your friend, you've never walked up to your friend, like, a guy friend, and be like, yo, man, you cool, I want to be your friend.
Yeah,
you guys just knew each other, like, you started talking, then your friendship developed again.
Yeah, the same thing happens with the opposite gender as well.
Hence, I'm saying that you can't just walk up to a person and say, I want to be your friend, like, as the Plato thing is
telling
you.
I mean, what
you, need
said
to, you need to develop it. So, even if I walk up to, let's say, I walk up to Lindy, and then I met Connor. Then she says no, whatever. She friend zones me. That friend zone shot. To me, I look at it as okay. Let me get to know her well, what she likes and what. How am I gonna accommodate?
Yeah, her? You see, yeah. That's the other thing that I saw back then. You know, when a person says friend zone, what tends to happen is the person who's being friend zoned in their mind, they're like, there's no hope. What? But when you look at the whole friend zone situation, in fact. I looked at it from this point of view, you know, before you get married, that husband or wife, you need to go through this other phrases. So friend zone, you actually need to be friends. You can't be in a marriage and you don't know how to be friends.
Exactly.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work. You need to develop this thing here so that when you go there, you know how to be friends. But then at the same time, you also know how to be
in
husband and wife.
Exactly.
You know. So that's how I looked at it.
Me too, bro.
And right. I looked at the relationships that, like, they married but they don't know how to be friends. Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah. That's like our parents.
We have situations where there's insecurities. Yeah. You know, there's no trust, stuff like that. Why? Because they jumped into the
it's
end
like you never
without
your father
to
make
know
a joke. Well,
yeah.
Mind,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you. I get you in the point of you can't be friends. You can't be friends and be married. Right?
No, you cannot not be friends
and
be married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. But for me, I feel like when you pursuing something or someone, right, you don't automatically, obviously, like get into I love you. Now it's a relationship. Yes, a friendship is formed. But, for example, a couple of months ago, a guy came up to me. He's like, I like you, you're a cool girl. Can I be your friend? Literally, that's the only thing he said.
Heba.
And then what did you say? What was the
I'm answer? Like, okay. A guy friend. Another one on my list. Come on. Literally. He came up to me. You're cool. I mean, we stay in the same area.
Is
so
gay?
Okay, so look.
No,
wait, 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 wait.
I'm just
wait.
Asking.
Look, if you take that situation, what she just explained, she said, okay, it's cool. Now, if he came to you and said, I like you, I want to be your boyfriend.
Exactly.
You see?
Because exactly it can't just happen.
Yeah.
It has to start from front somewhere.
That's exactly
you have
what
to start. You have
yeah.
to, like, be friends. Know
yeah.
each other,
yeah.
and then feelings have to develop from there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure, like you need to know what at least he's got a story. You see that? Yeah, because you know that the art, the art of making. You don't just walk up to someone and be like, yo, I like you, I want to be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then she says, yeah, we'll see. You have to tell a story while, like,
tell a story. Yeah,
about it, like, make her feel
somewhere
nice.
Somewhere, somehow, it starts as a friendship,
friend,
and it develops.
I look at you as a friend. I don't see any other object of any sort. When you say a friendship, I literally, that's the, like, even today, this morning, I was like, are you sure, Buti, I'm just looking for a friendship. You're a genuine person, and I like hanging out with you.
So what if the guy walked up and said, I want to be a friend with benefits?
I'd never do that. I'd never. Try that to build.
But then he wants to be a friend.
With benefits.
Yeah, it's still platonic, just...
No, it's not.
Sprinkle on top.
Nah, I know it's not platonic.
Yeah, I'm just messing around.
Obviously, yeah. For me, yeah, I found it interesting. Because, yeah, when you look at where it came from, it was from the whole, obviously, yeah, your Greek mythology, philosophy, and then, yeah, looking at your Zeus and all the stuff, religion type of situation.
Yeah.
The process of how, you know, you interact with each other, I do agree with, like, yeah, I agree with the process, because the stuff that you do put in place that prevents you from, in a way, messing up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the boundaries and all the stuff, like, yeah, you're not... intimate in a sexual way,
but you do get Guti, Nash, you do get Guti, what you call the platonic friendship back then in the Greek age is not the same as now,
and
that's obviously changed.
Guti, that thing that you wrote,
yeah,
it's kind
of
apply.
It might, yeah, there's parts that are out of touch,
yeah. Look, that's hence why I was asking you guys, do you guys know where it came from? Because that's literally what happens when you look at everything here, you know, like in our time. If you had to go back to time and see where it came from and how it was created, the original intention of it is different from what the masses, in fact, let's say time, is different from how time changed the meaning.
Yeah, we can blame that on like evolution.
If you look at gay, what gay meant back then is not what it means now.
Gay like homosexual.
Now it means homosexual. Mm. If you go back in time, back then,
what
gay meant is happy. When a person says I'm gay, they're saying I'm happy.
Oh.
That's what it meant. Back then. If you said I'm gay, you're saying I'm happy.
That's why there's a flag.
Now you say I'm gay. Hey.
That's why there's a flag. That flag represents happy.
Let's not get into that.
Now I have a question. Platonic friendship, sexual benefits. I'm looking at you.
Okay.
What are the boundaries that you and your friend set?
Don't catch feelings. That's what it is.
Like I mentioned, it's that fear that's stopping us. Because now it's those questions that we ask each other. Like, what if it happens?
What are you guys scared of? Let me just go on.
No,
we're
just good friends, bro. We're just good friends. There's nothing that I don't tell that girl, bro.
Mm.
Like, I enjoy spending my time with that woman, but like,
how do you get to that? You know, like this is it. Don't you think this eventually will develop into like a relationship, like which will stamp our point.
Also,
I don't think it has the point of origin. I don't know how to pinpoint. I don't know
from how he's talking. You can tell this guy's got feelings for the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
Look, you develop feelings.
Yeah.
But how do you get from that? How do you get from developing feelings?
With time spent, emotion grows.
Doesn't it just happen?
Look, the more you spend time with someone, the more you get to know them, the more you see their flaws.
You like them even better. Exactly.
Yeah, that's literally what happens. The more you get attached, that's eventually what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hence why... hence
the
why...
The boom, the heartbeat. Their heart, they see you. You can't control them.
Hey.
Just to put a stop button, they're like, all right, my heart is beating fast, stop. You can't do that.
I can. Okay.
Ah,
I think
very quick. Very fast.
Look,
I can.
I think let's go for a breather. Hey, let's go for a breather, and then when we come back, we're gonna do the most, and then shut it down. Yeah, we're gonna give you a track. Yeah, let's go for a track. Here's a track. Titled "Lay It Down." Enjoy.
your name. You gave me a fresh start, Father, you kept me from the grave. When you speak, help me obey, cause I'm trusting in your name. I'm a broken young man, but I'm healed through your grace. I don't have all the answers to this fallen world. And many times I wanna quit, but I trust your word. Many times I feel sick from the pain I caused. How I hurt so many people, how I broke your heart. I know I question if you love me or not. By the things that I got, by the men I am not. By the way I get blessed, by the way I feel stressed. I struggle just to live and pass all your tests.
Till I'm giving all I have to you, my King. Giving all of me, there's nothing that I want to keep.
Nothing. You can have it.
If I lose everything for your name, oh, I can't say I have everything. Oh, I have everything.
I refuse to lose faith, cause I'm trusting in your word. I'll stand amongst these giants, yeah, this message will be heard. For the lost, for the broken, for the distant, and the hurting souls. Believe in the King, and give them all control. Lord, help me love you, like you really want me to. Help me focus on your truth, and trust in you. When I lean to myself and my abilities, help me open up my eyes to see the enemy. The me that needs, my faithful King, who died and rose to set us free. I'm only human, so I'm flawed and I'm messed up. But through God's spirit, I can walk with my head up.
And I'm giving all I have to you, my King.
Yeah.
Giving all of me.
Just lift your hands and worship.
Nothing that I want to keep.
Lift your hands and worship right now.
If I lose everything for your name, oh, I can't say I have everything.
Yeah. He didn't enjoy that. Who are we blaming?
Our producer. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we definitely are blaming our producer.
His name is Glory. Come for him, guys.
In fact, if you wanna know who he is, go in the shade and find out who's Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So blaming Glory on the shade. Okay, let's dive back into this. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, the whole platonic. Okay, from my side, Ned, this is the only thing that I'm gonna say. Okay, not the only thing, but one of the few things that I'll say.
Yeah.
In terms of platonic relationship, I feel like it's a fancy. Okay, obviously looking at the person they created it being Pluto.
Plato.
Yeah, Plato, not Pluto. Hey, I'm thinking now planet. Hey,
yeah.
So yeah, when you look at obviously Plato, he's the one that created it, and then he had the ideal image of how it was supposed to be, and then, you know, as time went on, it changed. But for myself, yeah, I feel like the whole platonic relationship is a fancy word, you know, just to cover up, you know, some things that you can do and all those stuff. Because at the end of the day, there was a game there I actually played, which I loved the way they put, you know, relationships in that game, being The Sims. When you look at
Sims,
The Sims, Sims, you're that whole where you use a character and then you do stuff. When you look at relationships there, it starts anyone who you know or you speak to, they fall under acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
They are an acquaintance. That's someone you speak to, you know, you have interactions with, and then as time goes on, you build that acquaintanceship into a friendship. And then from a friendship, now you have the choice. It's either you're going to go towards the romantic section or you're going to continue as a friendship and then goes from close friend, best friend. Mm. Or romantic relationship, girlfriend, and then you get married.
Mm.
That's how it was there. And that's how I saw, you know, the whole friendship. But even that whole thing of close friend, you can go from close friend, you know.
Hey man, you can go from meeting today to dating. It depends how you play it, man.
So yeah, that's my standing point. Yeah, obviously, yeah, platonic relationship for me, it's just a friendship.
Game, what if
it's a friendship, a close friend, and then you have boundaries, you know, that you don't do this. Once you start flirting, we all know.
Yeah. On that game, what if you're being like catfished?
Catfished,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Actually.
Nah, look, for me it was just that thing of the way they you know, they structured the
world. Yeah, but I think it's also a thing of whereby, because it's a game, so they just want to make it seem, you know, they just break it down to the most simplest form of how human interactions happen. So obviously, in reality, don't happen that way, of course. Like, it might, this part whereby you skip from one thing, position or whatever.
Yeah, you see.
You get what I'm saying? So you jump from, like, you just met today, and you're really feeling this person. You know, this love at first sight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so then, quote, unquote, love at first sight, there's people that actually believe in that, there's people that experience it, and then you meet the person today, you're like, yes, it's 3 months down the line, you're taking the knee,
yeah, you're marrying this person. 3 months down the line. Now, obviously,
now you're dating, then 3 months down the line, now you're marrying her.
Exactly, because you couldn't wait that long. All of that starts from being friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to start, don't just... Don't just boom.
I mean, if that's how you guys want to put it, fine.
Mm.
But
I feel like she suffers. She's been friend zoned too much.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I've never been friend zoned. I do the friend zoning.
Let's get it. We owe it to ourselves. Look, bro, we never got a nickname. Now we need to get her a boyfriend.
Wait, yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
A replacement.
Because she's been friend zoning.
No, don't do that. Get your boyfriend. No, no. But what I'm trying to say, guys, is I don't see the need or the point to be attracted to your friends. When I have friends, they all know. They will testify in this.
Nah, look.
All my guy friends know.
We have to find someone.
There is no way. You are not stepping on any boundaries. And one thing about me, I don't communicate my boundaries. I show you my boundaries. Because this is the type of things that I want, that I accept. And if you are going to come and shift in those boundaries, you're having a problem.
Yeah, look, I do agree with Lindy, you know, when she says that, obviously with friends, you're not supposed to, you know, be attracted to them in terms of like on an intimate level. Now imagine you have 1,000 friends and all of them, you're attracted to them, you know, on an intimate level. There's a problem. There's definitely a problem. Because looking at it from a Christian, now I'm going into my Christian, you know, point of view. When you look at it from a Christian point of view, it's that thing also of, you become friends and then you get to know each other. After getting to know each other, if you actually attracted to each other, you know, like sexually attracted to each other, then you enter a courtship. Now that courtship, it's like, you know, feelings sometimes can play with you, they can play mind games with you. The day you are thinking, this person, and then as time goes on, they change, you know. Hence why also with that whole platonic relationship, they say that it can go from being a platonic relationship into a, you know, a dating or relationship, because feelings change. You can now it's, you know, like Decker the Menace, you meet this person, you don't see her as a girlfriend, you know, you see her as a friend, and then as time goes on, your feelings change, now you attracted to this person, you know. So it's the same thing, you know, on a from the Christian perspective, it's you enter a courtship, decide how long you want that courtship to be, then from there, then you it's either you pursuing each other to get married, or
courtship is ukshelen.
Courtship, once you enter a courtship, you can date and all those stuff. Obviously, you become, girlfriend, boyfriend. Oh. But now, when you enter that, that's because you guys, you want to get married to each other. So now, when you enter that courtship, there's now boundaries to say that between the two of you, don't do this because it's going to lead to that. Don't do this because it's going to lead to this. And you both have an agreement to say, okay, we don't want to sleep with each other before we get married. You know, we don't want to have a child out of wedlock because, you know what happens and all those things. So you now put boundaries into place within that courtship because you guys know that we're going to get married, but now we don't want to mess it up before. So that's what happens on the Christian side.
That's also quite complicated.
How is it complicated?
It's complicated. Hey, now you have people really putting boundaries on, yeah, on you guys.
I don't think you
now
can put boundaries on emotions.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, obviously the emotions are there, but you now it's decide physical boundaries to say that don't do this because it's gonna lead to death.
Yes. Oh, once the feelings
don't
are
do because it's gonna lead to death.
I get heightened now. Be like, yo.
You can.
I know.
You can put feelings. You can put boundaries in feelings, guys. No. I am doing it perfectly, 100%
verified. Even these guys, we need to see these guys that are busy coming through.
No, I can do it perfectly fine. Right. I will. Coming back to your statement of a courtship, right? In courtship, there are boundaries. They're in the Bible.
Yeah, they
read
are.
Read about them. They are there. No matter how much you feel, no matter how much you want to rip her apart, the Bible states those boundaries.
Yeah,
in
they
courtship.
Are there.
They
yeah
are there.
Mm.
And if you are a person like me, if you want to live your life in a peaceful way, you take the same boundaries written in the Bible.
Yeah.
And you implement it in your own lives.
Yeah,
so Nicola, that you don't go around hurting each and every friend that you have.
First, you look old. You need to find someone.
Let me give you a brief example. Hey. I know we are supposed to be closing, but let me give a brief example. I had this friend. We're no longer friends because boundaries were stepped on. What about me? I will cut you off if you're trying to step in my boundaries. So what happened was, he was my friend. Started as something different, but ended up in a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure that it ended in the friendship zone, right? Why? Because I don't go around dating people.
Mm.
Like, there are specific people that I let into my life and my heart, and he was not one of them. Although he's a great person, I won't fault him, but not for my need, right? What happened was, when he started seeing me more than just a friend, I saw the signs. They were there. They were red, they were not orange. Yeah. They were red. And I was like, you know what? Me, as being a good person that I am, I sat him down. I was like, I see where you're going, but I'm not going that same direction. So let's cut it off. Friendship, don't call me, I won't call you. Yeah. Finish.
Maybe he was rushing into things. He didn't care.
Yeah,
he
doesn't know the game.
After a year of getting to know each other?
Yeah, a year, it's a small nyana time, man.
Hey, okay. Hey, any last words for any of you guys?
3-4 years, that, yeah.
Three,
that's
four
enough
years
time, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know, yeah, people can pretend for even 2 years, eh? Scary, eh? Scary. People can fake things for, 2 years straight.
You sound traumatized, man.
No, I'm cool. I'm cool, eh? I've seen people who, yeah, ended up in situations and this person was pretending and you're thinking, sure. How can you pretend for that long? Hey. And you see the real them, you shocked. You're like, huh?
Yeah. It was a woman.
Hey. Yeah, no, both sides. Yeah. Both sides.
I feel like this is traumatized.
Yeah. So, hey, Spike was delicious. Anyways.
Hey, man. Nah, I don't have much to say, but hey, well, if you're doing a platonic relationship, keep it the way you want to keep it. But if you like the person, hey man, shoot your shot.
Yeah, hey, this platonic relationship.
I feel like you're telling me straight that you have not advice, bruh. But you answer that. Yeah, I'm going to work up my issues.
Yeah, no.
With that person, and yeah, you're gonna talk more about this.
Face your fears.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not for the platonic relationship also. So yeah. Hey Lindy, any last words?
Last words, we need more guy friends, Vahlali. We need guy friends, but don't be attracted to them.
Oh, that's impossible.
Yeah. Don't be like Deka.
Oh, that's impossible.
Don't be like Deka. Don't be attracted to your girl. That is a friend.
That's
no
impossible. Mm-mm.
We need guy friends. I appreciate my guy friends. They know.
Okay.
I'm not saying it won't happen, but it will. Unless you want a guy friends who's a gay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I know that one is another. Hey. Okay, hey, we're gonna love you and leave you. Yeah, whatever time zone it is, hello to you in that time zone. If it's good night, you listen to us, the topic. Peace out and God bless.
Bye.
Away.